Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of MENA Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 24th April 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Essan, you had discussed the prospects of negative oil prices in early April, and markets experienced this phenomenon on the 20th of April. Can you break down for us how we got to negative oil prices and what this signals for markets?
Sure. Well, 20th of April 2020 will go down in oil market history as a day when the spot price of NYMEX West Texas International, that's WTI, which is the main oil benchmark pricing for crude that is extracted from US oil fields, dropped below zero for the first time ever, ending the session at minus $37 per barrel. And this jaw-dropping development was no small measure down to an extreme glitch in the way oil futures operate. But, and more centrally for us, it's also revealed a fundamental reality about the oil market in the current era of COVID-19 demand collapse and the aftermath of the negative oil price. And that is that crude oil is precipitously losing value as chronic oversupply overwhelms the world's crude tanks, pipelines, as well as supertankers. So the details of how we got precisely to negative prices. Well, in the crudest terms, negative oil prices mean that producers are effectively willing to pay someone to remove their crude as it costs more to store oil than its perceived value, in effect, suggesting that oil storage space has become more valuable than crude oil. Now, this phenomenon happened when the price of the May futures contract on WTI found no buyers close to its expiry date of the 21st of April. And when the futures expiry date nears, there are two options for investors who hold these contracts. First, investors can roll over their contracts, i.e. reposition their current contracts into later dated future contracts. Or second, investors can allow the contracts to expire, which involves taking physical delivery of the underlying assets. Now, under the terms of the WTI contract, delivery of the physical oil would have to take place in Cushing, Oklahoma. Usually, this isn't really a problem as storage isn't that expensive. However, in the last month, the cost of storage has soared as oversupply in the oil market has led to a surge in storage demand, particularly in Cushing. And so therefore, given the high cost of storage, investors are now willing to pay to avoid having to be responsible for storing the oil. After all, the demand outlook is so bleak, given global lockdowns, which has left airlines grounded, ports closed, commuters working from home, as well as factories shutting down. And so the oil could be stored for some while. And in a sign of how severe the supply imbalance is, refiners are hunting for vessels to store gasoline and jet fuel, while a US pipeline operator, namely Energy Transfer LP, is looking at ways to free up space on two Texan pipelines to store up to 2 million barrels of more crude oil. This is a welcome step, but for us, it's frankly 2 million barrels of additional storage, which will not be enough to stem current production levels. Now, this June price of the WTI contract, which is set to expire on the 19th of May, has also tumbled, but not as much as the May price. However, we won't rule out that the current front month, and that's the June contract price, could also fall below zero as storage constraints are only set to intensify given a large scale stock builds that are rising, testing storage capacity limits and inevitably forcing production shut-ins. And adding to this, we also have technical factors which are adding to the pressure on the June contract. And some context here. So the oil exchange traded funds that track the price of crude normally have the majority of the positions in the front month, given its high liquidity. And importantly, several of these ETFs have seen large inflows in recent weeks, which have been repositioning to longer dated contracts to reduce the exposure to the near-term fundamentals and possibly another price meltdown. And these technical factors are adding to the pressure on WTI. And we see real risks here of a repeat of this week's negative pricing action as the June contract approaches expiry come the middle of May. And indeed, the severe weakness in WTI is a clear signal to all North American producers that supply needs to be rapidly curtailed with production shut-ins most likely imminent. So markets should really brace for a choppy few weeks to come, which will likely feel like the longest few weeks in all market history.
And at the heart of all the pressure appears to be the spread of COVID-19 and its impact on oil demand. So where are we with this, Essan?
Well, the demand shock has been truly epic in magnitude. And as we've witnessed, the pace of demand collapse outstripping the supply response has thus far by OPEC Plus members' decision to cut production by 9.7 million barrels per day has in effect caused the WTI crude prices to trade negative this week. So the real question is, how low can we go on oil demand? And that seems to be occupying the world's three energy agencies. So that's the EIA, the IEA, as well as OPEC, as they grapple to come to terms with the size of the slump in oil demand triggered by the geographical spread of COVID-19. Now, all three energy agencies have continually revised down their oil demand projections. And just to put this into context, as early as February, all three saw the first of oil increase by close to roughly 1 million barrels per day this year. And now they're all forecasting a drop in annual average demand of anywhere between 5 million barrels per day to more than 9 million barrels a day. Our own econometric models, which is based on a bottom-up country-per-country assessment of global oil demand, which also factors in the latest government measures and emerging economic impacts stemming from high-frequency data, signals that global oil demand will contract by no less than 26.1 million barrels per day in April alone, and to average 19.8 million barrels per day in the second quarter, as well as the overall 2020 global demand estimate at 91 million barrels per day, which is the same level of global oil demand as experienced in 2012. Now, we expect the nadir to be in the second quarter when the global lockdown measures will be the most severe, but we are starting to lean a little bit more bullish on the rebound and recovery in global oil demand as a number of governments are carving out and articulating exit strategies to ease some of the restrictions over the coming weeks, which will significantly help to ease the oversupply imbalance as economic activity starts to gradually return to normal.
And finally, Ehsan, has MUFG's outlook on oil prices changed since we last spoke a couple of weeks ago?
So from an oil price perspective, our conviction remains that we're not yet out of the woods and still believe prices will remain under intense pressure in the coming weeks, with the scale of the pressure being a function of the size of the production that will inevitably have to be shut in as oil storage space has now become more valuable than crude oil itself. Now, two comments that I'd like to mention. First, we believe that the negative oil prices are not a financial anomaly, but rather a function of excess supply and demand evisceration being played out futures market. And such a phenomenon will likely persist in the physical reality of a still monumental oversupplied oil market. And we do see risks of a repeat of this week's pricing action as the June WTI contract approaches expiry on the 19th of May. Second, and critically here, we are gradually leaning bullish on oil prices as we now believe that with ultimately a finite amount of storage left to fill, production will soon fall sizably enough to drive markets to become instantaneously balanced and thus setting the stage for higher oil prices as COVID-19 begins to slowly ebb out of the equation and oil demand begins to recover with the gradual reopening of economies, leading us to view that the forward curve is materially undervalued at the current juncture. And we view this inflection point in a rebound in oil prices will bear fruit in a matter of weeks and not months, and thus see real risks, upside risks to our second quarter end Brent and WTI forecasts of $32 per barrel and $28 per barrel, respectively.
Okay, right. Thanks very much, Ehsan. Stay safe and speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.